This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Zero one zero zero one one. It's bleep riddle riddle. I'm Puzzbot.
What the fuck? I mean, no. What you did is good.
Puzzbot is ashamed.
No.
Puzzbot did something wrong.
No, Puzzbot. Are you saying Puzzbot?
No,
Puzzbot.
Okay, Puzzbot. I'm hearing Puzzbot.
I am a Puzzbot, meaning I'm a bot programmed to solve puzzles, but I'm also full of open sores. So I am a Puzzbot.
Speaking of open sores, I'm JPC.
And speaking of I gross you out, I'm Aaron Keith.
And welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. Now, Edel.
No, Adel, are you a robot the whole episode, or is it just the beginning?
Who is Adel?
Okay, good. No.
Oh, no, okay, we'll tell you.
Good.
Adel is...
Oh, yeah.
Why did you create me only to shame me?
Adel is a man.
That's what Adel screams at God every night.
Late 50s?
That
early
doesn't
60s.
Sound right.
Early,
that no, doesn't no, sound
no,
right.
You don't know him. Early 60s.
Rude.
He like... What are some things? He always is like, I'm going hiking.
What an outdoorsman.
Does he have interests?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not.
You should know your co-host better.
Okay. Here's the thing. He claims to have thousands of books, although I've been in his apartment and it's one open trash can fire. No ventilation. It's full of smoke.
I hear that brings out the best flavor in books.
And all right, like, Puzzbot.
And he's like, I know a pun. And everyone's like, sorry, what'd you say? And he goes, I know a pun. Mm-hmm. And then he says a pun.
The default reaction to something that Edel says is a deep groan. And it's a groan that comes from like the base of your balls and the core of your soul. Like it hurts you.
You would love him.
You would love him, Puzzbot.
Puzzbot, you especially would love him.
Wait a second, Buzzbot.
Yes.
Hold on. What's this cardboard tape on the back of you? Rip. Oh,
you see my insides.
And it's flannel and a hat.
It's flannel and a hat.
Two plaid, so sad.
Adel, we're really sorry we fucked with your Puzzbot bit.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, did you?
I think it went well. Did we fuck with it?
I mean, you were pretty mean to Adel, which is me.
But you weren't here. It was Puzzbot.
No, I was inside the cardboard suit. The
oh,
whole time.
Shoot.
That, did you miss the part that we unveiled that Adel was Puzzbot?
South Park. Just another classic South Park ripoff for the old Clue Crew.
Did your hat just say Star Wars, JPC?
My hat does say Star Wars, JPC.
Pretty straightforward.
Very cool.
Where'd you get that?
Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Which one is in L.A.?
Disneyland.
Disneyland. I got it at Disneyland.
You got to go to Disneyland?
I went with my buddy Alex and his infant son, and it was fun to go to. It was my first time in Disney, and I went with a two-year-old.
Your
cool.
friend has an impotent fun. Son.
Yeah, his son can't fuck.
How old is he?
What rides did you go on with him?
I think I went on like every ride because we went kind of like off-season. And I think this one was, I got it because there's like a Star Wars theme. It used to be Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. No.
No, it's still, that's probably
No.
Exists.
Yeah, Space Mountain is now something else. But there's a Star Wars. Oh, yeah, it's a Star Wars ride. And then they had a Star Wars gift shop, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll buy that.
That should be the new tagline for any Star Wars that come out. It should be, it's a Star Wars.
Hell yeah, I'll go to that movie. Hell yeah.
I guess Disneyland is not the right one to go to. You should go to Disney World. That's like the bigger one, the one in Florida.
I guess, but I'm not into
amusement parks at all. And I was like, oh, This is fun.
I went to Disneyland as a kid, and the best thing about it that I recall was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah, that was fun.
Which, is it still there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best ride I've ever been on.
It's great, and it's like...
That's the only time when I was a kid that I thought magic was real.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
the
you know...
The only time?
The only time.
It is fun.
I saw a magician die, so...
So, yeah, that messed me up.
Avenge me. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's how I became the magician.
That's how I became Thor.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Amusement parks are just like long lines, and like you just wait in lines. And if you go to Disneyland...
Is this your type 5?
Your stand-up sucks.
Amusement parks are just long lines? It's a Star Wars.
My type 5 is a stand-up bit. Yeah, but...
Instead of a tagline, it should be your stand-up catchphrase. It's a Star Wars.
It's a Star Wars. But when you go in off-season, you still wait in long lines, but like everyone's like, aren't these lines great? And it's like, no, we've been in this line for 40 minutes. And they're like, yeah, usually it's like you're here for 4 hours to go on like a 10-minute ride, if that, like a 2-minute ride. I don't know. It's not for me.
Did you at least catch some rays?
Oh, yeah. Sugar Ray was playing, and I got up on stage with Mark McGrath. He dry humped me. Mm-hmm.
Classic McGrath.
By the way, I saw John Legend at Rib Fest in Indianapolis in like 2004 or something like that.
Right.
He was playing Rib Fest, so you know John Legend was doing it big. But I have never seen a man fuck on stage as much as John Legend. And he would like pull people up from the audience. Like women were going crazy for John Legend.
You mean like legit mime?
I mean, John Legend was doing some sexual things at Ribfest.
I bet he has a real sexual energy. Oh, that's not surprising.
Oh, no. And, like, women were, like, passing out, like, watching him. Mm. It was... I was, like, eating ribs and I was, like... Or not eating ribs. I was there. At this point, I believe I was a vegetarian. Experiencing Ribfest and
being
like... Is
that what caused you to become a vegetarian? Seeing John Legend fuck?
I had a mouthful of pork and I saw John Legend fuck somebody through his jeans and I was like, never again.
So you're giving a blowjob?
Yes.
All right. Y'all ready for quiz?
Oh, someone old man puzzles and didn't announce himself?
Excuse me?
That breaks the format of the show.
Man puzzles.
Someone is Puzzbot.
Oh, there we go. It's Puzzbot.
Puzzbot. Fucks doot 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 doot. Puzzbot fucks doot 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 doot. Puzzbot fucks doot 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 doot.
Puzzbot fucks
doot 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 doot.
Puzzbot fucks doot doot doot.
And John Legend fucks.
My nephew would love that song.
Puzzbot.
I gotta ask. What's going on with Puzzbot?
I gotta ask something. Did John Legend fuck, or did he just he just give him the rib tip?
He was groan inducing.
Groan
inducing. He was dry humping people pretty hard, and people were very much into it.
What was your question?
The Puzzbot. Puzzbot a theme for today's episode? Is there something behind Puzzbot?
Listen, I am tasked with opening every episode, and I thought to give a little pizzazz, thought to try something new, thought to mix it up, have some fun, because, you know, I just came back from this huge hiking trip, and physically I'm tired, and mentally I am as well.
Well, I guess the important thing is we've all learned what happens when you fucking try to do some bush league.
I'm so happy I'm not in charge of opening episodes.
Yeah.
I have no ideas ever about anything ever.
Yeah, you should see Erin on Christmas morning. She can't open shit.
Erin, this is
help.
Just... This
help!
Is
help! I think it's a dog, so come quick!
I mean, that's on whoever gifted that dog.
Yeah.
Also, that's not on you. If it's a dog, I'm coming quick.
Boo.
JPC is a hero of mine.
JPC fucks doot 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 doot. JPC fucks doot doot.
I am ready for some stuff.
I tried to have a friend of mine, by the way, listen to Baby Shark. Is my friend Alex, who has a 2-year-old
son.
The impotent
son. 2 years old, he shouldn't be.
Well, no, I told Emily, his wife, I was like, you should let your son listen to Baby Shark because my nephew loves it. And I played her maybe 4 seconds of it. And she goes, no, turn it off. But I was like, that's a smart call.
That's all here for a year. So I thought what to do for this episode is something Erin has done a little bit of in the past. And this
sleep
is sort
on
of
Mike? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I sleep on my friend Mike sometimes. He's a really welcoming energy. He smells like pine. I sleep on my friend Mike.
Sleeping on sounds like slang that's been translated from like another country. Like, were you sleeping on Mike?
It sounds like she didn't date him and therefore missed out on a really good opportunity.
Yeah.
Like when you sleep on a movie.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm regretting sleeping on Mike.
I really slept on Mike. Did you see that article
so
on Goop?
Now.
So what we're going to do is, this is, I don't want to say this is straight up only Connect, but this is a similar thing where it's going to be four different little questions. There's going to be an answer for each question, and then there's going to be sort of an ultimate macro answer for how they all four connect.
Can I propose something?
Oh, go ahead. No, please.
She's down on one knee. Can
I propose something?
Here comes Adel. You've been waiting for this your whole episode.
Adel, will you punch Jake in the face on my behalf?
I would.
And your arms are stronger than mine. You.
That would make me the happiest man on this podcast.
And my face will bleed all the time.
Oh!
He was singing.
Oh, shit, was I not supposed to?
I'm going to tell you what I was told on the set of Glee. You never punch someone when they're singing.
Half
please,
that
sir,
cast
please
is
leave
dead.
This set.
I should have said, how about a nice Hawaiian punch vis-a-vis yes. the commercial, uh-huh. which you're both too young to remember.
No, I remember
course.
That.
Oh, this reminds me. Many people corrected me on social media. I said that the McDonald's commercial with the half crescent moon, not the half crescent moon, was called Mac the Knight. The real name of that character was Mac Tonight. So like you're getting a Big Mac tonight.
I was asking what the hook was for that, and that makes way more sense.
Well, the song is Mac
the Knife. Yeah.
But the character
Mac Tonight getting Mac a Big Mac tonight. That makes sense.
So if we're going to be, it sounds like we're going to be doing some upcoming live episodes, some live shows. If you are upset by me saying Mac the Knight, we can do a scarlet letter situation and bring a red McDonald's arches, I will wear it for the episode.
What is that as an article of clothing?
A little
patch,
pin.
Little pin.
Great.
Piece of paper.
If you break an iron-on patch, Adel will iron it onto the clothes he's wearing.
Either a scarlet McDonald's arches or a yellow. Could be classic.
And
classic.
If you really want to teach me a lesson at these live shows,
pay for community college.
Yeah. Buy me Skittles in bulk, and I'll be so disappointed in myself. I'll really feel shame, and I definitely won't eat them on my bed later that night.
The next live show we do, we're going to be answering a riddle, and a box of Skittles, like a Sam's Club size box of Skittles, is just going to whack you in the face. Like a 32-count box of Skittles.
All right.
Is that what you want? Is that
the thing I wanted to propose to you that wasn't marriage is because I think some of these you can get pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. What if this is a good old-fashioned competition between Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen?
I would love nothing more.
Okay, and we're going to play for Pink's ownership papers.
What is this,
Greece?
It could be.
We're going to play for Pink's.
ownership papers. Pink's.
Pink slips. I don't know what that is.
It's Pink slips.
In olden days, when I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. When Danny Zuko raced against...
Sandy? Kanicki?
Kanicki Zuko. They raced for Pink's.
Pink slip is what you get when you are fired from a job in olden days, or what your...
The
car contract is. Your car contract.
Your car contract.
You know when you buy a contract with your car?
Okay.
So, Aaron, what do you have of anything of value in this world?
Confidence.
Your competence?
Confidence.
You have confidence?
Well, I guess not anymore. let's see. What do I have that JPC wants?
Just incredulously be saying, you have confidence? Okay.
That was enough to wipe me out. Let's see. Let's pay for if the other one wants to go to Harry Potter World.
Okay.
Or no, something that maybe is not a spoiler. Well,
you will buy, the winner will receive a butterbeer, hot or cold, from the loser.
Okay. And homemade or store-bought?
I want you to make it in your bathtub?
I will make you bathtub butterbeer if you beat me.
Put in some Werther's Original, and there's some Mr. Pibb, and some Clorox.
Honestly, hold on. One of those things doesn't make sense. I'm not sure which, but...
Werther's Original.
Definitely.
And if I beat you... I get one can. You pick the can of your piss.
Okay, fine.
Good.
Fine. Well, there's a lot of cans I have in my piss, and they're hard to part with, so this is actually pretty high stakes.
And when we're at Harry Potter World, what's it called? Wizarding World? When we're at Wizarding World, feel come free to buy us a butterbeer. Here we go.
Yes.
First one.
Okay.
All right. What would you call a tire with no air in it other than annoying?
Flat.
Wait. I thought we were writing these down.
You're right. We are. I messed up. I'm a failure.
Wait, are we writing these down, or are we saying these out loud?
I don't know. What's fun for you?
Well, I think that fun for the audience is whoever says it first.
Great. Then Aaron's winning. No. What is the drum section of an orchestra called?
Drums. The drum line. With Nick Cannon.
Okay, keep going.
When you need someone to be on time, you would tell them to be there at 8 blank. It doesn't have to be PM, but it could be.
It could be.
When you need someone to be there on time, you would tell them to be there at 8 blank.
Sharp.
Hey.
It's an audio podcast. You writing things down is not interesting to listen to.
I'm going to get the thing that they connect to. Right.
Complete the name of the area of the highway where the drivers take a break. A blank stop. And here's what we'll say. Whoever yells out
musical terms.
I'm going to give that to Aaron.
So whoever, I said it first.
No, it doesn't matter. So whoever
okay, I have the stakes. Well, I'm sorry. Finish your thought, Adol.
So whoever yells out the ultimate connection, that's who gets the card. It's not going to be, and I think you assume that or figured that, but it's not going to be whoever gets the most.
The most, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be whoever gets the ultimate connection.
Okay. I did say that one first, though.
I don't remember
I guess it's a tie. It is
a recorded medium.
That's
so.
Up for you to decide.
I heard you say music, but music, and I heard her say musical terms.
Music. Those are all.
Let's go over what they were. Flat.
And the correct answer on the card was musical notation.
Oh, well, so no one got it right.
A flat, percussion, sharp, and rest.
All right, I got all those right.
I'm going to give it to JPC.
Yes.
What? I already marked it down for me.
Oh, well, she already marked it, Adol.
I will buy you a butterbeer.
This is confusing.
For fucking up.
I already marked it.
See, this is why I built Puzzbot. So there are no mistakes.
You belted
okay.
him?
All right.
What?
That's why you belt him?
Yeah, because he's out of line.
Oh, no.
All right, Puzzbot, go cut a Switch. A Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, go cut a Nintendo Switch off the tree, and I'm going to tan your Xbox.
I'm ready for another one.
All right, here we go. Steve McQueen starred in which film about a mass breakout from Stalag Luft the Third? I don't know what this is. The Great Blank.
Okay. Wait, so we can yell these out? Or
no.
We're
going to yell out the final answer.
You can yell them out if you want, but then you know you're immediately giving the other person the answer.
Possibly. Got it. The Great Muppet Caper.
That's one of Aaron's favorite movies.
It is.
The Great Butt.
Who was calling Major Tom in the famous song by David Bowie, Ground Blank?
Oh, wow. Groundswell.
Ground ball. Ground beef.
This pen you gave me doesn't work.
That's not true. These are great pens.
Kids.
Adol, you did give me one of these pens last week.
Kids.
I've been using it nonstop.
If we don't, we are 20 minutes into an episode. If we don't shut up and play this game, I am turning this, I'm going to turn this podcast around.
No! Aaron's just ripping shit off the walls.
Aaron is Kool-Aid manning through each wall of the studio. Aaron's pen didn't work, so she got up and grabbed 5 pens.
I grabbed a bunch of Sharpies and a red pen. Damn it. Okay.
Adol gave me one of these pens the other week. I was admiring the writing style, and he said, you know what? Keep it. And he gave me the used one that he had been writing with, then went into his bag and pulled out a brand new one that he kept for himself.
He didn't have to give you a pen at all.
This anecdote was brought to you by Pen 15 on Hulu. Check out
so
Pen 15.
Oh, man. Can
Adol
we,
actually
that, is that an official sponsor?
Mm-hmm. First person Great. To say tell me that I'd love it, and he wasn't wrong.
I heard about it from my sister, Sadia, who I'm making eye contact with right now.
Sadia. Hello.
So this was, what were we going to say?
I heard about it from my girlfriend's Hulu password because it was one of the recommended shows. So shout out to my girlfriend's Hulu password.
All right, we have the first
I've
two.
Never heard of a blow-up doll with a Hulu subscription.
Can I give my girlfriend's Hulu password on the air?
Please.
We don't know her email.
That's true.
Okay, are we ready to get through the second puzzle of this episode?
Yeah. We're actually only halfway through the second puzzle of this episode.
What sort of work common to factories involves groups of people doing the same? Oh, Jesus.
What the
fucking
fuck, Aaron?
Christ.
I mean, bless
everyone
you.
Everyone looked at me.
I mean, bless you.
That's it. We're not doing puzzles. Okay. So. No.
Factory.
No, we're just going to bullshit for the rest of this episode.
Fine by me.
Damn it.
Okay.
Now your game. What sort of work common to factories involves groups of people doing the same job at different times of the day?
Oh, I know this.
This one would be.
And don't forget, you can shout out
keyboard shortcuts.
You can shout out.
You can't. We have to get 4.
Nope. You can shout it out at any time.
No way. I would have gotten it after the first one.
Why didn't you say something?
Because you're supposed to wait for all 4. worry.
No, you're not.
Okay, it's whatever. Well, unbelievable. I'm marking it I'm marking it in red, asshole.
Do you know how winning works?
Do you know how being a kind man works? I'm freaking out. I wrote down keyboard before he said it.
Referee, when he had the basketball, he took a shot and made the shot.
I will
That's
have
not fair.
My revenge.
Okay, just
on
so
both of
just
you.
So everyone knows, Aaron's a millennial. She was growing up in this culture where everybody gets a trophy, even if you didn't even show up to the game, even if you don't even go to that school. I was mailed so many trophies growing up.
JPC,
they're all sitting on my mantle, though, baby.
I'm coming after you.
I won most improviser in 2007.
You won most improviser?
I won best character work in 2007 from Indianapolis Comedy Sports. It's a trophy that's still at my house.
What were you up against? Ooh. Like a wad of paper and a cat with overalls?
Yeah. Were you up against a wad of paper and a cat with overalls?
First of all, yes. Second of all, they were very funny.
I know.
That cat put on those overalls that played with the wad of paper. I thought I was going to lose.
But so they split votes and you
had... Yeah, they split votes. Really, they did.
Split.
And I came in as best character, GPC, myself, the best character.
Just so we know, you can as soon as you think you know the overall connection, you can yell out that word and you win. That's how games work.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm about to destroy JPC from the inside out. Let's do this.
First of all, you can't destroy me from the inside out because I already had a burrito today and it's currently doing that work for you.
All right, then I'll go outside in and we'll meet in the middle. And high five.
I poured a cappuccino on top of a burrito, so I'm literally fucked.
It's official. This is the worst episode.
I'm not even sorry.
Name the colored circular part of the eye. I'm going to go through these. I'm going to start to blaze through
these. The penis.
Okay, go ahead.
The Pen 15, brought to you by Pen 15 by Hulu.
Okay.
Which object appears on the cover of Pink Floyd's album, The Dark Side of the Moon? Who was Ming the Merciless's main enemy?
Ooh.
Blank Gordon is a hint there. What's the title of Martin Scorsese's 2010 thriller set in a remote psychiatric facility? Hint, Blank Island.
Oh, it's all cameras. Camera stuff.
Ooh.
I said it.
I think JPC got it.
I said it, and I wanted to wait until Aaron started to say it.
Aaron had the answer, but then she goes, ooh. The answer to all these questions, what they have in commonality, is a word that I'm about to say in just a few moments.
You know how... Like,
there is a castle in the sky. After I sing this song,
So here's the thing. So you make your own enemies, and this is your nemesis origin story is happening right now.
Aaron,
me or JPC?
Both of you.
Aaron, I gotta say this.
What's up?
I'm going to so enjoy drinking that jar of your piss.
Jar of piss.
I cannot wait. Num, 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 num.
Wait, why are you saying num, num? Jar of piss, nature's butterbeer. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is Superman's girlfriend? Beginning with Q, what is an 8-letter word for a bog or a marsh? The lead actor's name on Breaking Bad is blank.
Family Guy.
Yep.
Characters.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC.
Aaron, did you know that one too?
Yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you recently had a baby.
Okay.
You got $1,200, which you said as soon as you got $1,200, you would have a baby.
Oh, did I?
Even before marriage. You said that on one of the episodes.
Might
have been a Patreon one. You just had birth and you are laying in bed. It was a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
You're laying in bed and they bring in your baby so that you can hold it and nuzzle it and smell that fresh baby smell.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that your baby bears a striking resemblance to a certain Family Guy baby and can also talk as well. So here we go into the baby hospital, whatever that's called, and scene.
Can I hold him? Can I hold him?
I'm sorry?
Can you hand me my baby?
Can you hold your own baby?
I don't know. You're holding it currently, and I was wondering if you could hand him
to me. What the fuck is your problem?
Oh, you are.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a janitor here. A la Scrubs. I'm the funny one.
Could you hand me my baby now, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Are you Neil Flynn?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. I'm escorting you out of the hospital.
I'm actually a hospital janitor, and they just filmed around me. But I was so wacky, they kept me on.
Oh, interesting. So you were an improviser at one point.
What's up?
You were an improviser?
Yeah, I won.
From Chicago.
I won Best Improviser in Indianapolis in 2007.
Yeah, for Beer Shark Cat with Overalls. That was your
wad
form?
Of paper.
Yeah.
Well, here's your baby, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Hi.
P- pause, scene pause, scene pause. Erin's a new mother. The first thing that she says to her baby.
What else do you say to a new baby?
Hi.
When you meet a baby, you say hi.
Hi.
What do you do for a living?
Okay, cool. Okay, I just wanted to throw that out. Dead stop is my scene pause is what I do to dead stop inside of a scene.
Scene pause is when you see a cat.
All right, unseen pause.
Hi.
Hello, mother. Yes, yes. No one's pleased that I'm doing this voice.
No, especially because it's like. It's so far away from 2010 right now, and even then it was tired.
Yes, and it's so far away from that. Yes, this is the voice that I've chosen.
Okay, so...
I could have made any form of choice when making this voice.
Okay, hold on. First of all, so nice to meet you.
Yes.
Sure, this will be great.
Mm.
Second of all, who is your dad? This is making me question,
Oh, you think that just because I'm using this voice, you, I had some sort of father that you were not aware of?
Did someone call for the father? Giggity, giggity.
That's my friend Adel. I think he's come to visit. Hi, Adel.
Giggity, giggity.
Well, it couldn't have been Adel, because, as we all know, his penis is addled with sterility.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well.
I'm going
to
head out.
Okay. Would you leave me some food? And don't think for a second I'm going to be nibbling off of your insufferable tit.
Yeah, I'm going
to
head out.
I
you
want
can figure
formula.
This out.
You Sorry, man. We need you to fill out the birth certificate. So
oh,
could
you know
give
what?
A name?
I'm gonna head
we
out.
Just need a name and then you can leave.
John Patrick Cohen.
Same.
Indianapolis, here I come.
Here we go. Overlapping pieces that cover a rooftop are called blank.
Roofs.
Complete the title of the film, One Blank Over the Cuckoo's Nest. In the winter, the weather is often called very what?
Wet.
Which 70s film starred John Travolta as a white-suited Tony Marino? Monero. Tony Monero.
Fever, cold, illnesses.
There you go.
Back
Erin is on the board.
Damn.
Current
Back
score.
On
current score. We got JBC. Indianapolis is
2-2.
Nope, it's 4-1.
No, it's not.
And there's of all, it can't be 2-2 because there's been 5 rounds.
There's 5 rounds. JPC has 4 cards. You have 1, and yet you're calling that 2-2.
No, I got the first one.
I love it.
You gave the first one to me.
Sounds like you two split votes, which means, of course, that a wad of paper being played with by a cat with overalls wins the day. Wait, Erin, I'm literally handing out the cards when you win them.
Erin's keeping her. Erin's keeping her own score.
We're gonna take a quick break.
No, let's figure this out. No, we'll take a quick break.
We're gonna take a long break for us to figure out what we're doing.
Let's take a quick cake break.
We're gonna take a quick cake. Cakewalk.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
He's going the distance.
Boom, 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 boom.
Were we supposed to take a break?
No, because we're taking a cake. Now let's take a break.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Erin, what's
going on, Erin?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is... you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from, not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Erin. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part. is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like, whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's
right. Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret,
whatever
Aaron,
you want.
Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC,
what's wrong?
What's
going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's a shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of fun, Edel.
Perfect.
Thank you. And we're back, and we have decided to
standing
go our separate
in
ways.
The Alpha Beta parking lot.
Is that a cake song?
Oh, yeah. I love Cake. I saw them in Hawaii.
I hate Cake.
So if you're just joining us,
wait, you hate
we're
the band
tied.
Cake?
I hate the band Cake, and I hate actual Cake.
Well, Cake is terrible.
Pie is where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Well, pie sucks.
Whoa!
Warm fruit is disgusting.
I feel like Cake...
Hey, Aaron, 3.14 is the door, okay? Pie rules.
No. Nope. So we're tied?
No, it's 4-1.
How could it possibly be a tie when we've gone 5 rounds?
How could it possibly be a tie? But,
here we go. This is what I'm going to call the let's get the fuck on with it round.
Okay.
I'm going to go through two cards in like 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay. Give us the answers piggyback style so it'll be impossible for us to solve. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Here we go.
Yes.
The four astrological elements are earth, air, water, and blank. In The Hobbit, what type of creature is Smaug? Don't fucking at me if I pronounce that wrong.
Smaug, don't at me.
Get off your high, Smaug. To create a mule, you must mate a donkey with what other animal? JPC, no comments.
Okay.
Jack, who is one half of the rock band Tenacious D, whose second album is called The Pick of Destiny? Answer, please.
Oh, boy.
Is it like cigarettes?
Ooh, is that a dead stop?
Can you? That's a dead
nothing, I'm
stop.
I'm just word associating. No, I thought we were getting on with it.
How, based on the answers, how did you get to cigarettes? I need to know. If you convince me how you got there, I'll give you the card.
No, then I can keep guessing. I'd rather get it.
Can you give
real.
Me the first prompt one more time?
The four astrological elements are earth, air, water, heart. No, that's Captain Planet.
Man, I really don't know this.
Earth, air, water, and blank.
I feel like I know all of
fire.
The... Fire, right?
Dragon.
Fire, dragon, horse, and black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solve it.
A fire, dragon...
I get the card if you don't solve it in 10 seconds.
Horse
10,
and black.
9, 8, 7,
are they like brands of something?
6.
Are these bands?
Is it cards?
Fire. Nope, they're brands of cigarettes.
They're brands of cigarettes? No, they're not. I get... I,
5.
Why bother?
4,
why bother?
3. To who...
What is it?
I don't know.
Adel gets this card.
I don't know.
Fire, dragon, horse, and black.
I don't know. They're all types of tar heroin.
So fire blank, blank dragon. No, dragon blank.
Imagine dragon.
Yeah.
Imagine fire.
They're all flies.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, no. Dragons aren't flies. They're dragons.
Dragonfly.
I understand.
I get it now. Okay. Everyone knew. Wait, all the listeners are yelling.
Is there a fly called like Black Fly? That's
a
fly?
Yeah, that's the band. Henry Rollins Band. Aaron, can you let us know how you got the cigarettes?
No. Because I don't know. So it's like fire.
Taking a drag on a cigarette, puffing a drag, puff the man's dragon.
Yeah.
Lives in Amelie.
I want to see a scene.
French, Amelie, right?
Yeah, Amelie is a French movie.
Aaron and I are planeteers.
But a very charming girl.
Aaron and I are planeteers.
Okay.
JPC, you're Captain Planet.
Yes.
You have just, we've just summoned you.
Okay.
Through a Ouija board and dark magic.
Oh, boy.
And you appear and you're trying to convince us to smoke. Because you've been bought
been
out
corrupted,
by
yes.
Big Tobacco.
Yeah, got it.
Earth.
Oh, sorry.
Earth.
I'm not doing so good.
Karen, what the fuck is your problem?
Okay, what are you?
Earth. No, I'm Earth.
Oh, and I'm
what's
fire.
What's your element?
Fire.
Karen, I'm fire.
Okay, Wind.
I'm wind.
Okay, earth, wind, fire.
You're monkey. No, you are monkey. Your element is
you're monkey.
Monkey.
You have I'm that monkey? Pet monkey.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
you're the shitty
seem
one.
Like that's an element. Like, I feel like that's not really an
it
element.
It is.
We think so, too. We think it's bad, too.
For some reason, it summons Captain Planet, so just
I
fucking
have a question.
Go. Yes.
I've got a question.
Yeah?
You know what? Are you imitating me because I sound like a monkey? Okay, well, I got a question.
I think your monkey's talking.
I think
okay,
your monkey's
on.
Talking.
Okay, well, my monkey needs to hold on a second. Excuse me, monkey, one moment. When we were younger, mm-hmm. and like all of a sudden you guys started hanging out with me, like, is that because like an adult told you to? Were you bribed
yes,
or
Captain
paid?
Planet told us that in order to summon him, we have to have all these elements. And unfortunately, monkey, for some fucking reason, is one of the elements.
Earth, wind, fire, air. Air and wind are separate elements.
And monkey.
Water and monkey.
Okay.
Karen, we don't like you.
I know. And I'm thinking, like, I should go out there and find friends who like me for
yeah.
who I am.
When you put your ring in the air and it shoots forth the light that all of our rings shoot forth, your light smells like shit. Like monkey shit.
Hey, guys, I have a question, too. I know that I'm air and we already have wind.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Daniel... well, one, we like you.
Okay.
You're very cool.
Okay.
You have a deep sonorous voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also you're part of the equation. Like, we have to have air and wind in order to summon...
I think I'm gonna head out. I just feel like I gotta go find new friends.
Well, let's summon Captain Planet first, just
yeah.
so we honor what the fates have in store. Does yeah. that make sense?
Can you please?
Ready?
Can you just please use
Earth.
Monkey?
Fire.
No.
No.
Okay.
You are monkey. I'm fire.
Okay.
Earth.
Okay. Wind.
No,
and
no,
I'm
no, no,
wind.
No, no.
Okay, you can't
okay,
do
ready?
Earth,
water, wind, fire, air, and monkey.
I've had enough of this.
Shane.
All right, here we go. Next card.
Hold on, wait. What was the person with the monkey in Captain Planet?
Maki?
No, no,
Mati.
No. What
Mati.
What was their power?
Heart.
Fuck. Heart. Okay, yeah. yeah, yeah. And they had a monkey. They just happened to have a monkey.
They just happened to have a monkey. I think he was, oh boy, I don't know if I want to say this. I think he was
Puerto
like,
Rican. Well, you can say it.
Now you're going to take the heat. here we go. Next card. I lied when I say we'll get through 2 in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, that was the biggest lie that we've possibly told.
Complete the name of the famous architect, Frank Lloyd Blank. Another name for death is the Blank Reaper. Complete this phrase. On your blank, get set, go. Leonard Blank wrote classic songs such as Hallelujah, Suzanne, and Famous Blue Raincoat. Answer, please. I will repeat one per person. If you have a 1, 2, 3, or 4 you need repeated.
These are all famous Freds.
Oh, boy.
Right, said Fred.
What do we got? What do we think we got?
All famous Johns.
I need you to answer in 10 seconds or Adel gets the card.
I don't
Circle
know.
Gets the square.
Right. Grim Mark.
You guys remember him? What's
yeah.
that guy's name?
What's that?
The guy
oh,
from
God.
Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, he was the center square forever.
Yeah.
What was that guy's
Kids.
Name?
I don't know. What's Paul Lind?
Yeah.
Paul Lind. Oh,
yeah, Paul Lind.
Speaking of, that's... I don't watch this show, but isn't that like the voice of the thing on the Family Guy spinoff?
I don't wait. Which Family Guy spinoff?
American Papa?
American Papa?
American Puppy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the alien.
I think that's
is that Paul Lind?
No, but I think that's what
that's
they're going
the voice.
For.
Okay.
I need an answer in
right,
5, 4. And remember, if you ask me, I'll repeat one of the questions.
Well, I don't need them. It's Wright, Grimm, Mark, and Leonard Cohen.
These are all. Last names that John Patrick has had. John Patrick Wright, John Patrick Grimm, John Patrick Mark, and John Patrick Cohen.
Ah, oh, boy.
I will say number 3 is a bit...
Of a stretch?
It's a bit of a stretch. So what do we think the answer for 3 is?
Mark.
Okay. Why don't we change that K to an X?
Carl's.
Philosophers.
Nope.
Marks.
So give me the answers. The 1, 2, 3, 4 answers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
These are all Grimm. Famous Grouchos. Marks.
So we have Wright. What's the next one?
Grimm.
Yeah.
Marks and Cohen.
So Wright, Grimm, Marks, and Cohen. At least with Wright, Grimm, and Marks, those are all famous...
Authors? Storytellers?
No.
Like fairy tale.
No. So think of quantity.
Scientists? I don't fucking care at this point. What's the answer?
What do we know about Wright?
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Inventors?
Inventors. Flight? Well, you said inventors. Why'd you add that S?
Oh, these are brothers.
They're brothers. Brothers, baby.
Here you go, Aaron. Mm.
I want to see a scene.
You can see me have this one.
I want to
see. No! Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm. Marx Cohen Brothers. Cohen Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
No!
I want to see a scene where it's you two are the right siblings.
Okay.
And you are almost at your wit's end trying to invent flight.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And you're at your darkest hour right before dawn.
Okay. Right before dawn. Pun.
Watch me jump. I'm going to jump. Look at this. Let's see if this works.
No, Orville, don't jump off the cliff. You have so much to live for, Orville.
But maybe, like, look, I'm going to tape all these leaves to me and we'll see what happens.
Orville, no, please. You're going to kill. You're going to kill yourself. Don't make me watch my brother die.
All right, ready? And then we're going to be the first to fly. Let's do this.
Orville, wait, wait.
What?
Before you do this, before you throw it all away, look at me. Look at me.
I am.
What about a last second pivot?
What do you mean?
Popcorn. You could be the one, Orville.
Popcorn? That's just my passion that I love.
Orville.
Who takes the life out of their passion?
You do. You know when I make it turns out all nasty and tastes like shit. But you have a gift, Orville. You can make popcorn better than anyone I've ever met.
I don't care about my gifts. I want to make my brother happy. And you said you want to be in the sky.
I said I want to get high. Okay, I'm happy if you make a popcorn fortune and I just continue doing these methamphetamines.
All right, I'm going to come down there.
Sir, this is North Carolina PD. We need you to step down or we will open fire.
All right, well, here I come. One, two, I'm flying!
Orville, no!
Splat.
Oh, I dropped my tomato.
And I live.
See.
I'd like to see a scene. And you two are the brothers Grimm. Mm. And you're, one of you had a dream. You dreamed a fairy tale, and you're so excited to wake up and tell your brother.
Okay.
What fairy tale you dreamt up.
Hunk sure.
Brother, yeah. Wake up.
Da?
Yes. It's me, Roberta.
Yeah, I know.
Gransel.
Yes, Gransel. Why did you wake Hansel?
Your name is Hansel and my name is Gransel?
I don't know.
Okay, no, I'm just...
I didn't name me.
Neither did I.
Don't forget, when we were born, our mother talked to us, said hello, and then walked out of the hospital. Without even naming us.
And Neil Flynn, janitor from Scrubs, raised us to be strong boys.
In Scrubs, janitor washes you.
Okay. I had a dream. I had a dream of story that I want to tell, Hansel.
Oh, please. Tell me while I go back to sleep.
In story, wait, you go back to sleep?
That's what they said.
Okay, fuck you, I guess. I guess you sleep through me talking? What kind of conversation is this?
Fine, tell me, what is your dream?
No, I don't want to tell you. You what's your fucking idea for the big money we make?
You
want to
know what my fucking idea is?
Yes.
Okay, so picture this.
Okay.
There's the head of a donkey.
Yes.
Okay. Now when he goes to scream, all that comes out is confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Confetti goes into the air and flies up to the sky. Each piece of confetti turns into a Pegasus.
Okay.
Somebody draw this.
How do you say that's going to be a no from me, dog?
I think you just said
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big no from me, dog.
What was your idea?
Okay, so here's my idea. Two boys head out into the forest with a bushel of apples, and the old preacher says you must wash the apples in the stream, but the boys know that the apples are so tasty that they eat all of the apples, and they wander in the woods, and what do they come across but a dog who's vomiting confetti, and all the pieces of confetti turn into the Pegasus, and they fly through the air. Wait a second.
That's just my fucking idea with apples.
We had same dream.
We had same dream.
You know what this means, right?
One of us has to die.
Date. Wait, what?
Stab.
Oh, yeah.
Stab.
I've always loved you.
Oh. Well, it's only me. Oh, there's a preacher.
It's actually just me, Neil Flynn from Scrubs.
Here we go.
Through all the brothers or just those two?
Just those two.
Just those two.
Okay.
I don't want to see a fucking scene with the Coen brothers.
Yeah, or Mark Twain's brother.
I have an idea for a movie about a guy who's pretty complicated. Scene.
Scene from Fargo.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The soundtrack's going to be amazing. In specific. Scene.
Scene.
In The Lord of the Rings, what kind of creature was Gimli? What is the name for the ancient warrior class in Japan? Complete this song, Somewhere Over the Blank. What periods of time are named after two heavenly bodies? Four Norse gods and a Roman one.
What?
What periods of time are named after two heavenly bodies, four Norse gods, and a Roman one?
Oh, man. These are all types of fish.
Explain. Sulfur fish.
Wait, do I really have to sulfur fish? Rainbow trout, samurai shrimp.
Excuse me, can I get an order of that samurai shrimp?
Also, samurai.
Sir, it's called sushi.
If you go to PF Chang's and they don't have an item on the ship other than the menu called samurai shrimp, I'll eat my own fucking dog.
When you eat at PF Chang's, do you call it JP Chang?
I call it PF Tompkins. Dude, why did should Paul F. Tompkins open a PF Chang's?
Not hire Paul F. Tompkins. All right. What do we think? I heard two right answers for the micros.
Are these types of stars?
Types of straw stars.
Types of stars.
Which, if you make your house out of straw stars, it will be blown over. So, what are we thinking? Is there any that we don't know in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4?
These are all classes in Dungeons & Dragons 2.0.
In Dungeons and Dragons, there's a samurai class?
Why not? Yeah, actually, there is, for sure.
Really?
Well, there's like supplementary books, for sure.
What did you get
yeah.
for number four?
Month. Is it not months?
Two heavenly bodies, four Norse gods, and a Roman one. What's 2 + 4 + 1?
7.
And you think there's 7 fucking months in a year?
Oh, no.
All right, we need to get this in 5 seconds or else Adel gets decarded.
Okay.
5.
They're all types of light.
4.
Rainbow.
They're all types 3. Of... These are all...
I'll give one hint. Kurosawa.
These are all genres of film.
Sushi.
Tom Clancy.
These are all films.
Adel gets this card.
Yeah, go ahead, take it.
They all have the number 7. 7 Dwarves. 7 Samurai, which is a Kurosawa movie.
Oh, my God.
Rainbow 7, 7 days a week.
What's Rainbow? Oh, Rainbow 7, yeah. What's Rainbow 7? I need your love, girl. 7 Dwarfs.
What's Rainbow 7?
Tom Clancy, Rainbow 7.
I believe
7.
It's a sequel to Rainbow 6.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wildly mistaken.
Okay.
I want to see a scene where Aaron, you're Snow White.
Oh, please.
JPC and I are the last two remaining dwarves because there's been a vicious battle,
mm-hmm.
and we're the only two left. And unfortunately, we're not any of the main dwarves.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bird landed on my finger.
Oh, fucking great.
Oh, God. Jesus, when did you get here?
I got here. I am Jesus, and I got here when I moved that boulder from that cave.
Okay.
I'm Jesus Dwarf.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay. Sneezy. Relax.
Am I sneezy? Look at my fucking wrist. I got stigmata.
Okay.
I got stigmata.
I hate to interrupt, but he's right. He is Jesus Dwarf.
Okay.
I'm Star Trek Dwarf, but you can call me Worf.
Okay, where were the ones that were here before? They helped me clean and they helped me cook.
I can help you cling on. If that's going to be something you're interested in.
And we think that Adel does groan-inducing puns?
Well, hold on. Now, this is not... I don't know who Adel is, and I certainly don't know who JPC is. My name is Star Trek Dwarf.
To answer your question, your 7 friends were put in a burlap sack and drowned.
What the hell? You're joking.
No,
I'm not. They
Sleepy?
Were
Sleepy?
Casualties. Yeah.
Sneezy?
Sleepy was the
Dog?
Easiest one to
well,
kill.
Angry?
To be fair, they're all sleepy now.
Yes.
And by sleepy, I mean dead.
Okay, well, who were the other three that died?
There was Sleepy, there was Grumpy.
Happy definitely
happy?
Died, yes.
Died with a screaming.
With a screaming yeah,
on
his face.
That doesn't sound like
he
happy.
Died with a screaming on his face.
Oh, I think you're mistaken.
I don't know if this is one of them, but one of them that died was definitely horny.
Yeah. Oh, Horny died with a smile.
Yes.
Actually, Horny watched the bag drown and autoerotic asphyxiated himself.
Yeah. That may have been a different guy.
He hung himself on a tree while
this
jerking
off.
This
doesn't sound like my seven friends.
Oh, it doesn't sound like your seven friends?
Here's
the fucking bodies, dump.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Sorry, I took a dump.
You dumped those bodies out.
Well, it's time for me to sing by my window. So if you gentlemen will excuse me.
I'm sorry. Your window?
Excuse me.
This is our window?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Why are there no lyrics to your song?
How the thrilling my moon movies. Snow White sings like a bird.
Why do you refer to yourself in a third person?
Would you like some lyrics to the song? Because me and my friend Jesus Dwarf, we happen to be freestyle rappers, all of the Beastie
well,
Boys.
I'll sing this, and then you rap over what I do. Hold on.
Listen, Dido, we only need the hook.
My tears gone cold, I'm wondering why. Got out of bed at all.
It's fucked up. You don't respond to your fans. It's me, Klingon Dwarf, and I'm trying to say I got my girlfriend in the trunk of my car.
How am I supposed to get this shit out?
Oh, it was you.
Scene.
Is that from that?
Yes.
Someday
KJ.
My I think that's Someday that My Snow Prince White, Will Dina? Come, which is from Sleeping Boopy.
Wait, what is from Snow White then?
Hi ho.
Hi ho.
Hi.
Excuse me?
Hi ho.
No, what is the song that she sings in KJ's Gonna Help?
Hi ho, whistle while you work.
Oh, she. But she sings something by herself.
Oh, from the windows to the walls.
To the windows!
Aw, skeet. All right, here we go. Who starred alongside Woody Harrelson in Natural Born Killers? Blank Lewis. Name the Egyptian.
Clark.
Name the Egyptian pharaoh who gave birth to Julius Caesar's child.
These are going to be Shakespeare characters. Shakespeare, people who died. Shakespeare
broader.
Plays.
There you go. Aaron got it. Aaron is on the board.
Juliet Lewis. She's been on the board.
The other two questions for people who are curious are, which night marks the last day of Christmas?
Christmas Eve.
12th night. Name the company that makes private luxury aircraft. Their name rhymes with landing gear.
Boeing.
Lear.
All right, here we go. Next one.
JPC played Romeo in a production of Romeo and Juliet, and I know that about my friend. Mm-hmm.
But to be fair, the production JPC was in, Juliet was spelled like J-O-O-L.
It was
Romeo and Juliet.
So it was Romeo and Juliet.
It was all about vaping and dabbing.
It was in Northwest Illinois.
I would like to see JPC your monologue from Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, this is Romeo and Juliet, which is... how did you spell that?
J-O-O-L.
Okay. This is Romeo and Juliet. Got it.
And let's just have it be Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay. Clit, clit, boom.
Did you say clit, clit, boom?
Hold on. Don't interrupt someone doing a monologue, Adel. I have
just
to start
to
again.
You,
I have
just
to start
trying
again.
To buy you time, man.
I have to start again. Click, click, boom. My longsword, ho. What light through yonder window breaks? Aw, man. It's Juliet. And Romeo is the east. Lysander and Demetrius, get in here, my boys. Tybalt.
That was my favorite Bud Light commercial.
And you were in that show and you know the plot of it? Very cool.
I also introduced some characters from other Shakespeare plays.
And act two, scene three. Here we go. Dorothy skipped down the yellow brick road with a lion, a tin man, and a blank.
Song in her heart.
Emperor, king, and chinstrap are types of which flightless bird? Name the common plant that can cause a painful rash. A pack of cards usually contains 52 playing cards and two blanks.
These Batman villains?
These are Batman villains.
Ooh,
Scarecrow,
villains.
Penguins, Poison Ivy, and Jokers.
What's Scarecrow?
He was in Batman
Scarecrow
Begins.
Scarecrow was really? Cillian Murphy. He put a bag on his face. He have a
I guess
a
he was
drug
also
induced.
In, he was also
fog
in Dark
mist.
Knight too, right? Because he was
Dark
the beginning
Knight.
Of it.
Yeah, he leads a town hall in Shit City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was all three of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in the third one, he's in that town hall.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
Do you remember Cillian Murphy? He has the lips of a fucking Adonis.
He's a gorgeous man.
He's a gorgeous, beautiful.
You know who Cillian Murphy is,
he's
right?
From
I can't picture
Peaky
him.
Blinders.
Oh yeah.
He's from 28 Days Later.
Hot, hot heat on
hot,
that man.
Hot, hot. Mm-hmm. He's a hot, hot Irishman.
He was a little big in Batman Begins. He was like a little much. And then
he's a little fat.
Ra's al Ghul was the other villain, the Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
You remember now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've only seen that one once.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are auditioning for Christopher Nolan, the Nolan brothers, another famous set of brothers.
Uh-huh.
You're auditioning for Christopher Nolan. You are in to play the role of Scarecrow. You have not been giving us a script or a character breakdown.
Okay.
And you are wildly confused.
Okay. Hi.
And I'm Jonathan Nolan. I'm also here.
Hello.
I'm Christopher. This is my brother, Jonathan.
I'm Jonathan.
Hi,
people say I'm kind of the smart one, the cookie one. I co-wrote Inception.
And also, I believe, to help create Westworld.
Which
will be something we're working on that will come out in a few
You'll
years.
You'll get it. You may have wrote the movie Memento.
Insomnia?
Loosely based on a time when I fell asleep with a pen in my hand and covered myself in ink.
Yeah, not only ink, he drew a donkey throwing up confetti, and each piece of confetti turned into a
pegasi. I kind of retrace my steps. Anyway, I'm probably one of the more well-known of the brothers, too. Jonathan Nolan, tell your friends.
Very cool. Well, I have a song prepared.
Okay. And this is for the role of Scarecrow?
Yes.
In a Batman movie?
Mm-hmm.
Can I offer you some Franzia or half of this potato?
I'd take one or the other.
Not both?
Not both.
I would take one or the other.
Before you begin, I have to ask, I've asked everybody to come on an audition today, do you mind if I take off my clogs? And I will say that it will make a smell in the room.
Please don't.
Oh, so I'll leave him out? Okay.
Also, why pick just one? You don't think this franzia will go well with a half of a potato?
You could have either one. By the way, does anyone know what pancetta is?
No.
Because I ordered a pizza full of pancetta.
A personal pancetta?
It was a personal pancetta. And what I ate looked like macaroni and cheese. And if that's not pancetta, I don't know.
Hey, Aaron, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I want you to relax and
over here.
Give yourself over to this audition. I do want to let you know, my brother as a child... He jumped off the roof of a barn. He was trying to invent flight.
It's a wicker basket.
And he jumped off the top of a barn.
Wasn't flight already invented by that point?
It was. Okay. My brother is,
Not the movie flight.
The medical term is dumb as shit.
My idea for the movie flight was, let's get Denzel Washington on a plane and see what happens.
As you do
Turned
your song,
to be a pretty good idea.
He's going to cold stone drink a jar of his own piss, and I want you to make unbreaking eye contact with him.
Sure.
Otherwise, he'll think
movie
you
made
mean
a million
him
dollars.
Harm. He's like a silverback gorilla.
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay,
and
here we
should
go.
Should I sing in front of him, or better not?
I prefer you do a monologue.
Okay, are we going to audition you for the part of a Scarecrow?
Whenever you're ready.
If you
want to
take
go.
A sip of your drink first, I will make sure.
You can call it piss. He knows what it is.
I understand what you're saying. This is
Don't tiptoe around it. He knows it's piss.
This is not a drink. This is a drinking glass full of sour cream. It's potato dipping sauce.
Also, my brother wrote, I don't know if you've seen the movie Piss Congeniality. He wrote that movie.
Oh,
it was later
the,
it was
porn,
later turned into yeah.
the porn version of Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, I actually did not write Piss Congeniality. I wrote Piss Congeniality. Two, which is the one where they piss and poop on.
He also wrote
Sandra Bullock.
I don't know if you saw the movie. If you saw the movie Rush Showers, he wrote that.
Yeah.
What else though?
A couple more.
Rush Showers 2.
Yeah, but
Rush
beyond
Showers
that, maybe
3.
That franchise.
Yeah.
Else?
He wrote Homeward Piss. He wrote.
I wrote a You, Me, and Dupree and some piss. anyway, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Oh, he wrote the Kevin Kline parody, You're In and Out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready.
You're this in isn't mine about and ours.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I'm ready.
Take it whenever you're ready. I'm going to go to town on this sweatshirt. And see.
Oh, boy. Let's just do a...
Let's just do a couple more. You were mumbling under
Nolan. Jonathan Nolan has had a
kind
pretty,
of a monster.
Pretty good career.
He's had a great career. So we're at, what is this, 5-2?
Yes.
Okay. So
let's just make this one for 6.
We're going to do one last one.
Okay. And let's make it for 6.
This is for 6. This is for 6.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me find a good one.
Yeah. This one should be worth 6 points.
You two do some more piss jokes
this
and I'm going to find a good one.
This was always my favorite part of comedy sports was like, it's like a fake competition between two teams. And it's like an improv form. And the last one's for all the points. It's whose line? It's like, you know, the points don't matter.
And you can't swear in comedy sports.
You can, but they put a brown bag over your head.
Like the Scarecrow.
Just like the Scarecrow. Good job, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I think in my time at Comedy Sports, I got a brown bag only a few times. But one of the times I got a brown bag, I was in high school league Comedy Sports, and I didn't know. I said the phrase shacking up, like two people shacking up together, because I thought that meant was like two people living together.
Yeah.
But I guess it implies like something sexual.
Yeah.
Which I did not get. I didn't understand that. And so I got a brown bag.
You were just saying for a long time that you and Adel were shacking up together?
Yeah, but what I meant was we were shacking down on each other.
We were Shake Shacking up together, which is when we eat Shake Shack and fuck.
That sounds awful.
It sounds delicious to me. Here we go. This is the best one I could find.
Okay.
This is for all the marbles. Who broke his crown after fetching a pail of water? F.A.O. Schwartz was famous for selling what? Who was trapped in a lamp? If you trick someone, they fell for it. Blank,
all
Ryan,
in a box.
And Sinker.
All things that go in a box.
All in a box.
I couldn't hear you the last thing. Sorry.
If you trick someone, they fell for it. Blank, line, and sinker.
These are villain. These are.
What's the third one?
The third one was who was trapped in the lamp? Who was trapped in the lamp?
What's the first one?
First one was who broke his crown after fetching a pail of water.
Oh, this is what's his name? Robin Williams.
These are all Robin Williams characters: Jack, Toys, Genie, and Hook. Aaron, ding, 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 ding.
All the points.
All the points. All of the points.
Give me a butter beer from your bathtub.
Aaron ends the game with 7 points. JPC with a dismal 5, having actually won. All right, good game. Good game, you two. Can you go ahead and shake hands just so I make sure there's no sore losers?
Oh, okay, yeah, here you go.
Aaron.
Joke's on you. My hand was also wet.
From what?
Yep. I was in a lake yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Gross. Annie ate all the orange slices in the halftime.
Brag rich. I was in a lake yesterday. That's my fucking Tuesday, bitch. here we go. This is going to be a listener submitted. Submitty-ritty
barbecue sauce.
Chili submitty.
HRRpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, we need to form a subcommittee for the submitted submitty-ritties.
Submitty-ritty.
This is submitted by Peyton M. Peyton writes, they're 2-1, but 1-2. In action, you'll enjoy the view. Their purpose you must comprehend, if they, through clarity, will mend. Their purposes are but twofold, to see and be those things untold. One thing to see and two to watch, if on your nose they find the notch. What are they?
These are bifocals.
They are spectacles.
Spectacles.
These are spade testicles.
Ah, David Spade's testicles.
And bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, balls.
And who's that from?
This is from Peyton M. Thank you, Peyton M.
Does Peyton give any information about their life, whereabouts?
Peyton says...
That sounds like a riddle that they invented themselves, so kudos to them.
Peyton says, not that anyone is interested. All right, then never mind.
Wow, no! Aaron was? No, Aaron was.
I was interested. Tell me.
Not that anyone was interested, but the riddle is written in 8 lines of perfect iambic tetrameter. Paired in rhyming couplets.
Whoa.
Let's just say you struck gold in the nerd demographic. Aaron, were you panning for nerds?
Yeah. Wait, what were you saying earlier? You insulted me before we recorded.
Oh, I said... Yeah. Oh, wait, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You remember.
I said, your hat make you look like Amelie.
No, not that.
Oh, I said a lot of shit.
And also the gnome you bring in, that also makes you look like Amelie.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the spider.
What are we doing here?
Nothing.
Trying to recall jokes?
I don't remember, Aaron. I've insulted you so many times.
Into the spider.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, but you called
Spider-Man,
it.
Turn off the dork.
Oh, that's right. Spider-Man, turn off
Aaron,
the dork.
Aaron, can we get a 5-second episode of your spinoff podcast, which is called Aaron Keefe, Panning for Dorks.
Panning for Dorks. What would I talk about?
And that's the episode.
Aaron, just for clarity, I didn't remember what you were talking about because I was saying Spider-Man turn off the dork to Adel, not to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That was a burn on him.
Yeah. Also, Peyton says, your podcast is fascinating. Doesn't say good, just says fascinating.
That's a weird thing to call our podcast.
That's like when you wear something and someone's like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice.
Yeah.
Very European. Your podcast is fascinating. Fuck you, Peyton. And I hope you do a live show in Virginia one day. Well, now we that will be the one state that we don't even fucking try to go to.
I can't go back to Virginia because the law is looking for me there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm from Virginia. Peanuts.
Yeah, we all know the real Virginia is West Virginia.
Yeah.
Almost heaven.
No, thank
you. Regular Virginia.
Thank you so much, Peyton. We really appreciate it.
Peyton, we're just joking around. We will be doing a show in Virginia next week. Of course, we'll be doing in the main city in Virginia, Bloofendorf.
Bloofendorf. Speaking of Bloofendorf, if
you want to Bloofendorse?
Yes. I'll Bloofendorse my Twitter. You can follow me at JPSoFly. You can also follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. If you're ever in the Chicago area, come and see World News Tonight. It's a show that all three of us are in Saturdays at IO in Chicago.
Aaron. And speaking of, before we get too balls deep in these endorsings, I do want to say that we're going to be putting forth a bit of a ask. We're going to be putting forth a call to action, is what I think the kids say today.
No one says
that. A call of duty action. What we're going to be doing is, if we get to 1,000 five-star iTunes reviews, and I think we're hovering around 750 or something.
Something like that.
If we get to 1,000 five-star iTunes reviews, JPC, tell them what's going to happen.
So if you would go on iTunes and write a review of the show or leave like a five-star rating, even if you don't leave a review, when we get to 1,000, we are going to be doing a special AMA episode. So you'll have to follow.
And that's where we talk into the mic like this.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter, and it's at HeyRiddleRiddle is the Twitter. We'll be soliciting questions. You can ask us questions on there. We'll announce this kind of at a date when we hit that 1,000, but we'll be doing an AMA. It'll be a full-length bonus episode we'll release on the main feed, and it's just us answering any questions that you might have.
And this will be available in 49 of the 50 states. Of course, the one state that we won't be featuring this in is
Oregon.
Which have now formed into Idaho. So give us a review on iTunes. It does have to be iTunes. It does have to be 5 stars. Once we get to 1,000, that'll be a bonus episode on the main feed. It'll probably be, I don't know, 45 to 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So a healthy.
Maybe probably longer.
A healthy baby. Probably longer.
It'll probably be in a couple hours.
Yeah, I want to answer every fucking question.
Fuck it. We're going to verbally commit to 3 hours. So if you want that episode, that's our call to action. If you don't want it, oh God, then don't leave a review.
The best part about it is if you don't want it, continue living your life as normal.
Yeah. So that's going to be that. Also, I do have a few things I want to mention before we finish up the plugs here. We do have two new pieces of merch in our store, which is at tpublic.com. We have a Keith and It Real shirt, which is created by Emily Cardamas. So please check that out.
If you get a Keith and It Real t-shirt and you send me a picture of you wearing it, I should do something special.
Drink the pen.
Also, if we get if we sell 1,000 Keeping It Real shirts, Aaron, tell them what's going to happen.
We're not going to sell 1,000, but if you send me a picture of you wearing it, I will send you a little video of you saying whatever you want me to say.
I like the idea. I like
Can't
the idea.
Wait to buy one.
If we sell 1,000, what's going to happen? We're not going to sell 1,000.
We're not going to sell 1,000.
Back to you.
No, but if you send me a picture and then also with a request of like say happy birthday to my friend or say JPC is made of socks, I will. I will say whatever you want. I'll send you a video.
Yeah, tube socks. Wait, hold on. No socks would be cool.
Let's go to Derek for the sports. There's no games today.
Okay, Derek. Thanks so much.
So that's one of our new pieces of merch. We also have a new shirt, and you can also get it on other items. But that is our Old Man Puzzles logo, which was created by Ray Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ray. So check that out as well. If we sell 1,000 of those, JPC, what's going to happen?
I'm going to push you in a volcano.
Me being Tom Hanks and thus fulfilling the title of the movie. So check those out. Also, of course, you can always check out our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
For $5, you get access to all of our bonus Patreon episodes from the Clue Crew. Those are, we have 7 or 8 or 9 up there already. Those are every Friday. So you get 4 or 5 of those a month. You can check out me at Adel Refai on Twitter.
And yeah, in various podcasts that I mentioned last week. Erin, anything you want to promote?
Follow me, ErinKeith10 on Instagram. I directed a show called 51 First Dates. It's going to be at Second City April 5th through the 26th on Fridays at 8:30. If you want to go check that out. And then ErinKeith2 on Twitter. And I don't do much, but you can say hi.
There's one thing I forgot to mention. Oh, go ahead, JPC.
No, please.
Okay. I want to give another huge, huge, huge thank you. The other night we did World News Tonight, which we do every Saturday at IO Theater at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. A lot of times recently, I think every week we've had some fans of Hey Riddle Riddle afterwards say hi. Mm-hmm. Please keep that up. Once that stops, we will stop performing. but we had a gentleman named Matthew Romeo who created us these incredible puppets that are in our likeness. So we just want to say a huge thank you to Matt. We will post a picture of those on our Instagram. If it's not on there already, it will be up by this episode.
I've been losing my mind about it. I cried when he showed us. It also, like, they look so much like both of you. Yours do. It's disturbing. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Thank you. After we got the puppets, I went to my boyfriend's house and was like, I have a surprise. And I hyped it up to like so much.
Uh-huh. I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant. And I was like, close your eyes. And he sat in his bed. And I was like, open them. And it was me with a puppet. And he died laughing. And he was like, I thought this was going to be a sexy surprise. But it's way more on brand for you. It's just you holding a puppet version
and
of
And then you.
You
had to do a last minute pivot where you turn that into a sexy surprise. And you're no, it's me and the puppet.
Yeah, where it's a threesome.
Can I just say something, listeners? If you send a picture of you with a puppet, that is sexy to me. I find puppets a sexy surprise 100% of the time.
Speaking of sexy surprises, Erin, I have a surprise for you. It's one last riddle that I'd like you to answer. It's in the same style as the format that Adel has been asking. I'm going to go rapid fire.
Love it.
Cartoon dog, planet, men go here to get stupid or something. You say every episode.
Jupiter!
Nice!
Did you say cartoon planet?
Yeah, cartoon planet.
Do you mean cartoon dog?
He's cartoon planet.
Jupiter!
Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.